The post-match interview.
I think we can go down to Lauren right now. She's won with one of the victorious cats.
I certainly am, Kingy. I'm here with a very, very happy Gary Rowan. They've just come straight out of the meeting. But, Gary, you made it nervous, but what a way to start the year.
Yeah, no, it was a great start. It was a big pre-season leading up to this game. So we knew they were going to come out firing. Obviously, want to get over from last year, their grand final. So we knew they were going to come out hard. But we backed our pressure against theirs and got over the top.
You looked right at home yourself.
Yeah, no, it was all right. The crowd were calling me Lingy, so I think they got a bit mixed up with the 45 and 23. But I really enjoyed it out there. And since I've come down to the club, the boys have made it real enjoyable, and yeah, I'm loving it.
Gary, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy, or should that be Chucky? Tom King up in the K-Rock box with Darren Berry, Lee Brown, Darren Buick, and Ben Castanelia. Just looking at the vision we got from that song, what it meant to you and Luke Dullhouse starting new football lives, it looked like it meant quite a lot.
Yeah, it made a lot. The club's giving us a second chance of our careers, and we're both loving it down here at Geelong, and good way to start our careers at the Geelong Cats, and looking forward to obviously next week against Melbourne. It's going to be another cracker game. Obviously, it was a close game last year, so dust this off and get back into Melbourne.
How are you settling in to Geelong? I know you're a Cobden boy, but it's a bit closer to home, and obviously with everything that's gone on with your family over the last 12 months, I think you're based in Ocean Grove. Is that, I suppose, security of knowing that family's very close made it easier to adjust, and I suppose giving you a bit more comfort in the way you've approached your footy as well?
Oh yeah, totally. We're loving having our family close by, living out in Ocean Grove, so I can come into town, do what I need to do, and switch off when I get out there. So sitting down well, and obviously the family support and familiar faces around helps it that 10 times better.
Gary, Darren Berry upstairs, congratulations, mate. First game for the Cats, win, fantastic. Straight behind closed doors, can you just give us a little snapshot on sort of the vibe? Was it the coaches, just Chris Scott? Did the senior players speak? Just for our listeners, what was the theme there?
Yeah, no, it was Chris Scott having a chat, and then also the skipper had a bit of a voice. It was a good win. We've still got plenty to work on, and which is exciting. Enjoy it, but obviously still got a lot of work to do.
And I was just going to say, Gaz, if you can, I mean, after the game finished, the captain drew everyone in together. I know you were getting the footies to take out to the fans, but seemed like he was quite animated there. What can you give us a bit of a flavour of what the captain said in the middle of the G after that close win?
Yeah, he just said obviously it's an enjoyable club, so we come here, enjoy our footy, and get the job done. And that's what we did, kicking goals, doing all the team things. We get around each other, get that buzz up, get that energy going. That's what we did tonight, and come along with the win.
Gary, how are you feeling pre-game? Were you, as always, the expectation probably more from fans than anything else when one player crosses from one club to another? How are you feeling coming into tonight's game?
I was very nervous. Got here at 5 o'clock, so I was way early. Wasn't sure about the traffic from Ocean Grove, long way in. So I got in here a bit too early, but it was all right.
You're
in
that middle.
Very nervous, obviously running out, but it was all good when I got out there.
You found your feet, nearly took a couple of hangers. You
got the first couple of kicks of the game.
Who have you mated up with in terms of you're in that middle sort of age bracket? Who have you sort of mated up with at the club?
Probably Lukey Dullhouse. So Falcons boy, we played a lot together. So flew out here, and Tommy Stewart, a lot of the young boys. Try and still feel young, so try to hang out with the younger boys a bit.
And who's the most annoying player you've got on the list?
Annoying?
Yeah.
JJ.
And can you give us any reasons why JJ's obviously Jermaine Jones?
Jermaine Jones, yeah, just the biggest pest. horrible jokes. Prankster around the club, but he's a good kid.
Gary, well done on the win tonight. Can you tell us a little bit about playing with that new centre bounce structure, the 666? It allowed you to get a quick forward entry and hit the scoreboard and get yourself back in the game and build some momentum in that last quarter. But one, what does it do for the team? And two, your role with the ability to create some space and use your speed?
Yeah, so for me personally, I enjoy it. Obviously, six on six, it's you versus the opposition. And for me, just getting the goal square and use my pace. Launch at everything, that was my role today. So Scotty said it would give me a car if I took a hanger, so I was launching at everything.
car?
What sort of car? Was it a Datsun 129?
No, it was a Ford. Obviously, kept the sponsors happy.
Ford, correct. Good boy.
Hopefully, it was a Ford Ranger. I would have been pretty happy with.
Well, Gary, Chucky, as you've been dubbed. For those who don't know the origins of the nickname, obviously, we can't have two Gazzes on the list, and the other bloke probably has cause to keep Gaz. Yeah. Chucky, where's it come from for the fans who might not know?
Yeah, so it was pretty hard to call the other Gaz something else. So, yeah, the boys got together in a four group and, yeah, the Chucky, the Rugrat, just something random, something redhead character, and they threw Chucky out. So it was the way it is.
Fantastic. Oh, well, well done. Congratulations on the new nickname. Congratulations on a wonderful start to your second football life. We really look forward to seeing you in the hoops for a number of years to come. Well done tonight.
Cheers, boys. Appreciate it.
Gary Rowan joining us on K-Rock Football tonight down in the Geelong Rooms.
The post-match interview.